We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the Mishnah on top of Kuf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Nofol Abayis Olov Va'al Ishtoy. A house fell on a person and his wife, and he has no children. He has no children from them. So here, the Yerusha makes a big difference. If there's no children, there'll be children, either way, the children gain Yerusha from the parents, from either parent, from the father or mother. But here, she did not leave any children. So here, who's Yerush, the Isha? It depends. If the Isha died first, then the husband was Yerush her. If she died second, so then she has her own Yerushim. Avada, she's not Yerush her husband anyway, but she has her own Yerushim, for example, her family, her brother, her father. They are Yerush her because she has no children. So the question is, what happened first? A very big difference, because if she died first, and the husband got everything, so the husband's family, the husband's Yerushim, are getting all her nechasim. So it says, Nafal Abayis Loval Ishto, Yerushi Abal Imrim. Now, that they said there has no children, they have no children from this husband. It's possible she has children from a previous marriage, and that those sons also will be only Yerush her, not him. So that I said, I'm going like the Rashbam guy says, Ein Labanim, and the Rashbam says, Yerushi Isha means the Kraven Mishpacha Saviyah. The Rashash speaks out. We could have been talking about her children from a different marriage. We could have been talking about that. Then it would have been the same idea. But Nafal Abayis Loval Ishto. Now, but what are they arguing on? So there's three, say everything that's hers, like in her, that nothing that never left her possession. So there's a chazakah on her that she owns it. But when she gets married, usually all of her stuff goes to the husband in to a certain degree. For example, there's three types of nechasim that we'd be arguing over here. Over first of all, number one is her ksuba that she's going to collect. Her ksuba. That's one question. And ksuba includes the minimum of 200 zuz plus any tesefes. Then there could be an argument about the nichsei tzayim barzel. The nichsei barzel is that she brings in certain nechasim that the husband becomes responsible for. This would usually be, like, say, she brings in like furniture for the house. Her father pays for the furniture for the house, and they decide it's not about tana to the couple. It still belongs to the Isha's family, and they write in the ksuba that we brought in these nechasim. Now, if she dies, then the husband is yours, those nechasim and barzel. But if they get divorced, he has to give back those nechasim, and he has to pay for any damages if it went down in value. That's nechasim and barzel. Nechasim alug are the third type of nechasim, which are nechasim that she owns before. It's always the easiest example is she owns an apartment building or she owns a property, and it produces money. So while she is married, her husband eats those dividends, eats those payers. Then once they get divorced, she gets back her guf. Now if she dies in his lifetime and they're still married, he will get those properties in those buildings. So those are the three types of nechasim handling: the ksuba, nechasim tzayim barzel, and nechasim alug. If he's responsible for it. Nechasim tzayim barzel basically is like it's given to him, technically. It's like a loan more. It's given to him and he has to give it back. The whole thing is given to him. Even the guf, he's responsible for the whole thing. So it's given to him while they're married and then he gives it back if they get divorced. That's nechasim tzayim barzel. So here, we have this argument about these three things because if, for example, let's say the husband died first. So the ishtoy will keep her nechasim alug, will keep a nechasim barzel, and she'll be mechayev to give him a ksuba. He will be mechayev to give her a ksuba. So if he died first, she got all three things and her family saying, that all belongs to me. Mashenkin, if she dies first, then there's no ksuba. The nechasim and barzel went to the husband, and nechasim went to the husband. So a very big difference over here. Who died first? That's the question. So zochalikas b'sham b'sil over here. Yerusha Baal Imrim Isha Mesa Risha, and the Yerusha Baal saying that the Isha died first and the husband was Yerusha. V'achach Mesa Baal. Yerusha Isha, which we said means her family, her brother, her father, or according to Rashash, her son from a different marriage, Imrim Baal Mesa Risha. Says the Baal died first. V'achach Mesa Isha. And then he was Mechayev her Aksuba, and then Nichlugna went to the husband. So what's Allah? We split everything, including ksuba, according to one side in Gemara Yavamas. He even says ksuba, everything, August, everything, everything's echleiku. Ubeisil oimrim, like this. Nechosim bechaskosim. That's nechsis and barzel. It goes in the chazaka of who it's by. Who's that? We'll see in the Gemara. Ksuba bechaskes yarshi abal. Ksuba bechaskes yarshi abal. Who's the muchsik on the ksuba? The baal. Because He's the one who has to give the ksuba. So Kozban, he holding on to it, will assume that he's the muhsik. We'll say that he ketaina, that he died second. Nechosvan nechosim v'yotzim imo, which is nechsim elug, that we call nechosvan nechnosim v'yotzim imo. Like Rashi says two lines above him, Rashbam says two lines above him, nechsim elug. So those becheskas yarshiab. That's becheskas her yarshim, because that she always only retained the guf. So therefore, she's the chazaka. So still the guf is a chazaka. The nechsim elug goes in the chazaka. We'll see who's that. Ksubas isha is becheskas the husband, and nechsim elug is becheskas the wife. That's what comes out for Beis Hillel. Zog to Gemara on top of my base. Kufna ches on base. Becheskas mi. When Beis Hillel says it's becheskas, the nechsim vazel is becheskas on who? Who's chazaka? Zog to Gemara. Rab Alozo Oimer. Can we read it the way we have out here? So Reuchen Omar becheskas Yorshi Abal. Reuchen says bechazaka of the Yorshi Abal, which means the chazaka of the Baal. Why is it a chazaka of the Baal? Because Nichsis and Basel, since he is fully responsible, so it's more like we said, it's like a loan type of thing. It's like in his reshus now. So he's the muhsik. Because Nichsis and Basel, for all intents and purposes, it's in his reshus. So he's the muhsik, Nichsis and Basel. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Lozo Eimer, Becheskas Yarsha Isha. It's Becheskas Yarsha Isha because she brought it from her house. So it came from her house. So she's the muhsik. So that's the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozo. Shemalakas Shemakapara, Amma Yachloiku, you split it. We're talking, I don't know, you split it. Bechain, Tony Bakapara, Hoyul Bahalolu Bon Leorish. Bahalolu Bon Leorish, each one has their own taina. The Baal, the family of Baal has a taina that is Nixon Ser Basel, so I was responsible. The also has a taina where it came from my house. So therefore, Yachloiku. The Lachay is Yachloiku because they're both arguing with the Talak. The Rishbam says, Yachloiku, Kefarashu, come on. Hoyul Bahalolu Bon Leorish, Bahalolu Bon Leorish, Yachloiku. Shereel Shneim, Yesh Tainas Chazaka. Both of them have a tiny chazak and a precious. He hanala slayim beisavia. She brought it from her house. But who matavish kibul achrayis alav kanan v'arei hein kim amoynoi v'haid dekam beisilo nechosim becheskosam charetz yachloiku. What's becheskosam? Haynu becheskas shneihem v'yachloiku. It means becheskas both of them, and it's taki yachloiku kunis man diyamar that he says that Allah is yachloiku because they both are considered muchzik. Each one has a tiny.